Good morning, everyone. Independence Baptist Church wants to welcome you back this morning to our radio broadcast. We are thankful that the Lord has allowed us to provide this ministry, and we are glad that He's put it on your heart to listen this morning. Now, this month we've been taking the passage in 1 Samuel chapter 17, dealing with David and Goliath, and talking about how it applies to our lives today. Now, of course, as Pastor Reynolds has said several times throughout this message, this is not just another story. It's actually a message from the Lord about how He provides the victory when we put our faith and trust in Him. These can be victories in our lives today. It's victories in the big things. It's victories in the small things. You got to remember that faith is about looking at our situations that are before us right now and knowing that if we do what God has said, then He has already provided us that victory. The Lord has power over all of it. And if we do what He says, we can look at the situations before us and know that He will bless and He will provide the victory. Now, I'll go ahead and turn it over to Pastor Reynolds now so he can pick up where we left off last week.
We're often afraid. We don't want to be afraid, but oftentimes we are afraid because we forget the power of God. Because we look at the giant that is in front of us, we look at the difficulties that we're facing, and we forget that God has given to us special guardian angels just to take care of us. I mean, I know that that's so. I know it's so. But you see, oftentimes we forget those little things. We forget that we've already got the victory. All we got to do is do what God said and claim it. Let me read you this passage, the book of 1 John chapter 4. 1 John chapter 4. Wonderful scripture about overcoming. 1 John chapter 4 and verse 4. The Bible said, well, in this place, it's talking about the different spirits, and of course that's what the battle is about. In 1 John 4, verse 4, said, "Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world." We've overcome them. I mean, it's already done. We just got to claim. We got to step out there. We got to, by faith, doing what God has told us to do and be obedient unto Him. Notice in verse 11, a lot of discouragement in the camp. A lot of discouragement. But God has prepared a man, and his name is David. God has prepared a man for the victory. But the man that God has prepared is not a man of war. He's not a man 10 foot tall. He's not a man with a lot of armor on his body and a couple of tanks behind him. He's not a man like that. God chose a very unlikely man. A man that was out taking care of sheep. That his brothers thought was a nothing and a nobody. That's the one God chose. And it's oftentimes that way, isn't it? God chooses those that we're surprised to give us the victory, to give and to reflect that He is the greater one. Notice in beginning here in verse 12 that David begins to go down to the camp. He is in verse 14, it says David is the youngest, and the three eldest followed Saul. David is the youngest of all the sons of Jesse, and he goes down there to the camp. His dad sends him down there to see how his brothers are doing and to take some food down there to him and some gifts to the captain of his brothers. So when David gets down there in verse 19, said, "Now Saul and they and all the men of Israel were in the valley of Elah fighting with the Philistines." Well, I would guess there's more standing around than anything, but they were there presenting themselves to the battle. Verse 20, David rose up early in the morning and he left the sheep with the keeper. David always takes care of his responsibilities. Even though he's got another responsibility now and going down and following his dad's desires to take care, see how his brothers are doing, He still leaves the sheep that he has with a keeper. And he went down there to the host. And he heard all this racket that was going on by Goliath. In verse 22, when he got down there, David left the carriage, that is, all the baggage and all the things that he carried down there to give to his brothers and to the captain. David left all of that in the hand of the keeper of the carriage. He's always taking care of his responsibilities. Listen, when we do what God wants us to do, we always have to take care of what's in front of us first. Make sure that's taken care of. That's why the Bible states, you know, that the pastor that is not even over his household, he cannot take care of the house of God because he don't take care of what's in front of him. He's got to do that first before he can take care of the house of God. That's just one qualification. Lots of others like that. So here the Bible says that David ran into the army. He came and saluted his brethren. And as they were talking, here came Goliath storming out his great challenge. And everybody was afraid and nervous and upset and worried about what are we going to do now? Here are some that are faithless Christians. They're Christians. They're in the family. They're Christians, but they don't have any faith in the Lord at all. You know why the Israelites are so much in afraid? Let me tell you again. They're afraid because they've got their eyes off of God. You see, Satan is winning the battle here because Satan has got the people of Israel to looking at him. Satan has got the people to looking at something that's insurmountable in their eyes instead of looking at God who has the victory over it. And then the Israelites, they keep looking at the physical things instead of looking at God who can give the victory. Notice what it says here in verse 24. And all the men of Israel, when they saw the man, that is Saul Goliath, they fled from him and were sore afraid. They were shaking in their boots. Here's what they said. The men of Israel said, "Have you seen this man that has come up?" Wrong question. The wrong question. Have you seen God who can put this man down? They didn't think about that. They didn't think about saying, what does God want us to do to have the victory here? Rather, it was all on, have you seen this guy? Wow, boy, he is tall, isn't he? This guy is 10 foot tall. Well, 9'6". You know, give or take 6 inches, I mean. If our cubic is the right dimension, as we think. Look what else they said. Surely to defy Israel has he come up. That's true. He's come to defy Israel. It shall be. Now look, they keep looking at the wrong stuff. It shall be. That the man who killeth him, the king, will enrich him with great riches and will give him his daughter and make his father's house free in Israel. It's all physical stuff. Look what the guy has. If you could just, boy, you would be set for life if you could just do this one thing. There's a lot of people looking for just one event where they're set for life. Wrong. It don't happen that way. David, on the other hand, verse 26, turns the thing around. And he says this. What shall be done to the man that killeth the Philistine and taketh away the reproach from Israel? For who is this uncircumcised Philistine that he should defy the armies of the living God? In other words, David is saying, you think that all a guy has to gain is something physical, material, here and now? This guy is defying the armies of the living God. That ought to give you more concern than what you're going to get. The battle is spiritual, not physical. The things that God has put before us in our lives are spiritual battles. The things that God has put before us in our church are spiritual battles, not physical battles. You see, the issue is not whether we can build a building out there on Jay. The issue is, can we follow the Lord in whatever He wants us to do? It's a spiritual battle. Do we trust the Lord? Do we believe the Lord enough to get rid of all of our inhibitions? Do we believe the Lord enough that it doesn't have to be done our way, that it needs to be done God's way, whatever that is? Can we be open enough to His direction, His leadership? And can we just follow what He wants us to follow? And so, in verse 27, the people answered him after this manner, saying, "So shall be done to the man that killeth him." They haven't got it. They didn't understand what David was saying. And perhaps tonight, when I'm saying this, you don't get what I'm saying either. I don't know. But the battle is spiritual. To obey the Lord. In verse 30, when David had this discussion with his brothers, and they said, "Well, you don't need to be here anyway." And David said, "Well, what have I done? There's a call. There's a reason I'm here." And there is a reason David is there. Because the shepherd is going to have to win the battle. The little one, the despised one, is going to have the victory. Because the despised one, David, is trusting the Lord. You don't think he's despised? You can read verse 28 and see what his brothers thought about him. Because they were not very pleased with him, even misconstruing the reason he came. But everywhere David would turn, he would ask the same question, and the people always answered him the same way. "You got this to gain. You got this to gain." But nobody would step out by faith and not look at what they were going to gain, but look at simply obeying the Lord and finding the victory. David kept praying, kept talking about it. He would not let it go. And finally, Saul called him. And here's the reason that David knew he could have the victory. David is a young fellow. Verse 33, Saul said to David, "Thou art not able to go against the Philistine to fight with him, for thou art but a youth, and he a man of war from his youth." Here's the king of Israel. Saul is his name. And he says, "You cannot have the victory because you're young and he's old. You're little and he's big." That's his reasons. David said in verse 34, "I'm going to give you two examples, king. And by the way, if my understanding of this passage is correct, David is looking up to Saul as well. But he looks up higher to see Goliath. Because Goliath is taller than Saul, and Saul's no mini guy. He's about head and shoulders above everybody else. So David's having to look up to him, and he's just a young guy. He's just a kid. I don't know how old he is, but he's not a very old fella. And here's what David said. See, God has prepared things already. And God has already shown us that we can have the victory in the things that He's let us accomplish in the past. He's already shown us that. Verse 34, David said, "Thy servant kept his father's sheep, and there came a lion and a bear and took a lamb out of the flock." Notice in verse 35, when he talks about the lion, he talks about the bear. Here's what he says in verse 35. "And I sat on a rock until the lion brought the sheep back to me." What did he say? He didn't say that, did he? I just want to know if he's awake. He didn't say that, did he? What he said was, "I went after him." And I tell you what, that's against my nature. But David said, "I went out after that lion. I went out after the bear. I mean, both of them. And I got him. And I slew him. I delivered it out of his mouth." David said, "You are not getting my sheep." This is, and the reason David did that was because it was God's. He said, "You're not taking this. This belongs to God. You're not getting it."
Now, if you'd like to hear other broadcasts or sermons from Independence Baptist Church, please log on to our website at www.independencebaptist.org. Now, on that website, you'll be able to find the hours for our services. You'll be able to find directions of the church building, and you'll also be able to find many other useful books and articles. If you do not have access to the internet, then call and leave us a message at 636-673-2180. The website address was www.independencebaptist.org, and the phone number is 636-673-2180. We do want to thank you again for listening this morning, and we want to encourage you to tune in again next Sunday at 8 a.m. for another message about God providing the victory.